Section 35, Conflict of Groups. A second major point of agreement between Nietzsche and the Nazis is their view of conflict. For both, conflict is the fundamental human reality. Both believe firmly that life is a matter of some individuals and groups gaining at the expense of others. The Nazis were clear about this in theory and practice. They did not believe it possible for Aryans and Jews to live in harmony. Nor did the Nazis believe that Germany could live in harmony with the liberal capitalist nations of the West. In the liberal capitalist nations, by contrast, many economists and politicians had come to believe that conflict and war may become a thing of the past. The productive power of the Industrial Revolution was creating great wealth and surpluses, and those surpluses were leading to increased trade between nations that was mutually beneficial. Trade was a powerful harmonizing force, leading nations to want to do business with each other rather than make war. The Nazis rejected that view and argued that recent economic history was a matter of the Jews and the capitalists advancing their interests at the expense of Germany's. Nietzsche shares wholly with the Nazis the general point about zero-sum conflict. In his words, quote, "The well-being of the majority and the well-being of the few are opposite viewpoints of value," unquote. But even more strongly, he believes that this conflict is not merely a matter of historical and cultural accident, but is built into the requirements of life. Quote, "Here one must think profoundly to the very basis and resist all sentimental weakness. Life itself is essentially appropriation, injury, conquest of the strange and weak, suppression, severity, obtrusion of peculiar forms, incorporation, and at the least, putting it mildest, exploitation," unquote. "The horse eats the grass. The lion kills the horse. The man rides the horse and kills the lion. Life is an ongoing struggle between strong and weak, predator and prey. Cooperation and trade are possible, but they are superficial interludes between more fundamental animal facts about life." As Nietzsche puts it again, quote, "Life always lives at the expense of other life. He who does not grasp this has not taken even the first step toward honesty with himself," unquote. On this key point, Nietzsche and the Nazis agree. Given that the conflict is inescapable, the next question is, how will the conflicts be resolved?